You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
$12 billion is a lot of money to give to the farming industry. But why do they need the $12,000? Because of the tariffs in the first place. So how do Minnesota's farmers feel about this bailout? Are they glad? Are they not? How are they faring? Dan Glessing is the president of the Minnesota Farm Bureau Federation. He's joining me on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline to see how Minnesota farmers feel about all of this. Dan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jordana. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, Dan, it's my understanding you're working, you're plowing some snow on your farm today. Is that right?
I had to laugh when the snowplow Dave called in, and this is getting enough of this, and I am 100% in agreement.
Snowplow Dave, right? The lessons from the snowplow. Well, you're out there working. Thank you for taking the time to chat with us today. Dan, let's go back to the beginning. The reason that the farmers are getting a $12 billion bailout package, is that a direct result of the tariffs from the Trump administration? And if so, then how are farmers feeling about it? Take us back to the beginning. What caused this problem?
Yeah, no, I appreciate the question. Certainly, the tariffs have not helped. But when we look back, we're in a three-year slump of prices. And So obviously, the first few years, you can weather that storm. But these conversations with the bankers here late this year and early next year are getting to be pretty challenging. And so you've kind of used up any reserve or any liquid assets that you have. You've kind of used that up. And so you're basically down to basically selling that legacy that your family has built. And so that's why this assistance is kind of needed right now. And so hopefully we can see some turns in the market. And another factor is the inflationary pressures on the input side of our products. If you take an acre of corn for the last 2 years, our input costs are around $950 per acre. Where prior to that, they were around that $725 mark. So it's just a bunch of things coming together that kind of forced the hand here. But yes, the tariffs didn't help, but we've been in this a whole lot longer than that.
Okay, so we can't just blame the tariffs. It's a mix of a number of things that are causing Minnesota farmers to suffer. What is the situation for Minnesota? Let's specifically talk about soybean farmers. What is their situation? Are you seeing people lose their farms? Is it this dire? What's the current status?
I do think that there are going to be some tough conversations with our lenders, and whether we see farms go under or not, that's why this assistance coming out when it does. Obviously, we don't know what each crop is going to get yet. That'll come out late December. The checks will be mailed by the end of February. But at least you can go to your lender and say, here, this is some assistance that I'm going to get. Will this be enough to grant me a loan next year? So, you know, your case in soybeans, obviously China didn't buy anything till recently, and right. they were very good at negotiating. They're very good negotiators when it comes to trade, and they were making a point of how reliant we are on that trade market. And so, obviously, soybeans, 6 out of every 10 rows in the state are exported. And so, you know, it's a critically important component of what we do on the farms and ranches out here. We're very fortunate and we're very blessed to be able to grow excess of what we need to supply food for this nation, but also beyond. And so we've got to make sure that the trade market opportunities are still there and those conversations are still being had to try and find a better market price.
So I'm hearing 60% of Minnesota's soybeans go to China. Is that right?
Yes, not to China, but are exported out of this country.
How much of the $12 billion package is coming to Minnesota?
We don't exactly know that yet. They need to take in all the acreage reports so USDA knows what farmers have planted. We call them USDA FSA offices take in these acreage reports. And so they're gathering all that data. I think it's due by the 19th of December here, and then they will figure out, because the pot of money is only so big, right? So we need to figure out, because there is a long list of crops on that, and it's $11 billion going out right now, and then $1 billion is reserved for specialty crops here later once they figure out or assess the needs of that.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Tom Peterson, the Minnesota Agriculture Commissioner, told Ag Week that people are calling this $12 billion farm bailout a Band-Aid. And Band-Aids get you a little better so you can move on. Will this be enough to make Minnesota farmers more solvent? You mentioned China renegotiated its trade policies. Like, is this Band-Aid going to be able to help heal Minnesota's farming, or is it just, are we going to need another Band-Aid next year?
Well, farmers love to sell into a market that's profitable. They're not looking for assistance, but sometimes when our food supply is as cheap as it is, when we look at what Americans spend on groceries or food, it's around 10 to 11% of their income goes to food, and you know, obviously that cheap food policy comes with a price, and that's a slim profit margin for farmers. And so, to your question, we're hoping this Band-Aid will get us to better times as we see some of these trade announcements coming up, and if we can see products moving out of this country, that would be a good thing. We became a net agriculture importer the last 3 years. That's not a place where we need to be. We need to be able to get our products out because, like I said earlier, we're very fortunate to be able to grow more than we need here, and looking to get those out of this country. But we also can use domestic uses too, you know, and explore sure. how can we increase the market that way as well.
I'm going to read a question from a texter, Dan, by the way. I'm talking with Dan Gleason. He is the president of the Minnesota Minnesota Farm Bureau Federation, MFBF. The text question is this. Many farm bills and bailouts, we have had many of those over the years. What are the reasons for the ones prior to the tariffs?
Just market cycles, quite honestly. It mm-hmm. ebbs and flows and sometimes we need that assistance just to make sure that we have ample supply of food. Obviously, the more farmers we have, the more competition there is, which keeps that food price lower. If we see a exodus of farmers, it's going to be more consolidated, and obviously the food will go up in price. So that's kind of the reasoning behind a farm bill, quite honestly, is to make sure that we have mm-hmm. a steady, affordable supply of food.
Another text question here is, how much of the farmer bailout is going to family farms versus corporate business farms?
That's yet to be determined. Obviously, it was announced, okay. but there is a cap on the program. I think it's $155,000. Mm-hmm. So there is a cap on how much any one farm can receive.
Dan, if you had a magic wand and you could solve American farm solvency in a wave of the wand, what do we need in this country to make American farmers profitable again and have them selling? Yes, maybe a couple of exports, but what would be the perfect way American farming should be done here in the country?
Well, that's a tough question. I do think that when you look at farming, farmers aren't out here to get rich. I'm a dairy farmer primarily. Mm-hmm. We also raise corn, soybeans, and alfalfa. But we're not doing this to get rich. We want to pass this on to the next generation. And I've got a couple of kids that are interested that are in college now. But we really need to take a look at how do we improve the farm gate price for our products? And that's a question that's an age-old question. We still haven't solved that. So to answer your question, I really don't know what the magic bullet is there, but continues to be on our mind as far as how do we get a better price. Myself, because I'm close proximity to Twin Cities, thought about direct marketing to consumers, but that takes time. Mm-hmm. That takes a whole lot of extra things. That takes me away from taking care of my land and my animals. So there is a give and take there.
Somebody asked if, I'm just reading some text questions here, will the bailout be going to cannabis farmers? What's the crop load like for that in Minnesota?
So not necessarily cannabis. I would have to look at the list. I don't believe that I didn't. My initial look over the list, I don't remember seeing cannabis on there. Certainly that's a new market. We're struggling to find the market for it, though, quite honestly. So anytime you're in an infant industry or sector of agriculture, it takes a while to build that market. And so that's kind of where cannabis, I would put that in that stage of game right now.
I have some texters here saying maybe farming is not a solvent business. What do you say to the American people about why we should keep farming here in America, even though it is an industry that does need government assistance?
Well, I think food security is national security. I think people need to remember that. If we think back to COVID, when those store shelves were empty, there was some concern of where your food is going to be coming from. And so that's a reason why we need to keep farmers as close to the marketplace as we can. If you think of, let's use milk, for example, typically that milk that's on that store shelf has been produced within 200 miles of that store shelf. Now, there's some specials, you know, to that, but on average, it's within a couple hundred miles of that store shelf that food was produced or that milk was produced. And so mm-hmm. if we lose that, When you look at our safety record on food, when you look at how abundant our food supply is, if we go through the grocery store, there's no shortage there. I think I would really like consumers to realize just how close that farm is to that back door of that grocery store.
Very interesting. What I always like to give my guests the last word. I'm speaking, of course, with Dan Glessing. He is the president of the Minnesota Farmer, the Farm Bureau Federation. What else do we Minnesotans need to know about this bailout or about farming in Minnesota?
I just think that consumers would need to know that the farmers are out here trying to do the right thing so that there is a constant supply of food. And I'd encourage them to reach out to farmers. I mean, that we enjoy telling our story about what we're doing on our farms and ranches. If you go to Google, sometimes that's not an accurate, well, most of the time that's not an accurate depiction of what we actually are doing out on our farms and ranches. So I'd encourage the listeners just to reach out. If you have the opportunity to visit with farmers at the state fair or any other event like that, reach out and have a conversation.
Dan, thank you so much for coming on and shaking this out with us. We wish you the best and good luck plowing all that snow out there, my friend.
Hey, thank you. As long as it stops soon, I'll be good.
That's fine. Dan Glessing, president of the Minnesota Farm Bureau.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.